live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Letterkenny University Hospital is warning of a scam call during the rounds requesting advance payment for tests at the hospital. It's emerged that motorists in Donegal are being charged €1,300 more for insurance than anyone residing outside the county. Investigations are continuing after extensive damage was caused to a vacant caravan in Bundoran last night, and it's anticipated that the findings of a review into the future needs of 16 licensed Greyhound stadiums, including Lifford, will be published next month. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, protesting beef farmers say they will remain on the picket line until meaningful talks are held to address the low prices they're being paid for livestock. Hundreds of meat plant workers are being temporarily laid off as protests by Beef Plant Ireland continue at 20 sites, including in Carrigan's County Donegal. Meat Industry Ireland claims it's led to the closure of 14 plants, while others are operating below capacity. Agriculture Minister Michael Creed says efforts to begin discussions if farmers suspend their protests have been rejected. But Sean Harris from Beef Plant Movement says they haven't been invited to talks.
We have two spokesmen for the beef plan and they haven't been contacted in relation to setting up talks. The protest will not be called off until the talks have begun and there's meaningful talks taking place. This has been done before and this has been the way when the protests are called off, talks just get bogged down. So we want meaningful talks and then the protest will be off when there's meaningful talks and when we have resolutions to what's going on.
Letterkenny University Hospital is warning of a scam call during the rounds requesting advance payment for tests at the hospital. In a statement, the Sealta Hospital Group say they have been made aware that a number of people have received bogus phone calls from callers purporting to represent Letterkenny University Hospital. The group has confirmed that the calls are not originating from the hospital and are advising that the hospital never asked for credit card details over the phone or payment in advance. If staff from the hospital contact a patient at about an appointment, they say they always identify who they are, what department they are calling from, and carry out a 3-point verification check to make sure they are speaking to the correct patient. Investigations are continuing after extensive damage was caused to a vacant caravan in Bundoran last night. Gardaí say they were called to the scene of a fire outside a premises in the town that occurred at approximately 11:10. Fire services were also called to the scene and the fire was extinguished. Gardaí have confirmed that no injuries were reported. Fianna Fáil's Brexit spokesperson says the increasingly hardline approach adopted by the UK towards Brexit negotiations is deeply concerning. Lisa Chambers says it's now time Britain, along with the EU, sits down for talks in order to make sure a no deal is avoided come the October 31st deadline. Michael Gove, the UK minister in charge of no deal Brexit planning, is of the opinion the UK aren't willing to negotiate. Lisa Chambers believes that type of talk signifies an election is on the horizon.
Widely rumoured that Boris Johnson and his cabinet are looking to potentially go to the polls in the next number of months. So they're becoming even more hardline, which is deeply concerning. But Michael Gove knows, as does the rest of the UK government, that the EU is enforcing anything upon the UK. Brexit is UK policy. They have decided to leave. The backstop was negotiated by their government with the EU.
It's emerged that motorists in Donegal are being charged €1,200 more for insurance than anyone residing outside the county. A 24-year-old first-time driver living in Letterkenny who held a full Irish licence for 2 years and had no claims or penalties was quoted €5,843 for insurance, whereas, as he said he was living in Kilkenny City, his insurance would have been €4,641 for the same level of cover. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says the evidence he has obtained shows that insurers continue to make huge profits while fleecing their customers. He says drivers in Donegal are most affected simply because details of their postcode.
I've been doing an investigation over the last number of weeks in relation to what's going on with insurance prices in Donegal, and it follows from some people contacting me who've moved from Dublin and from Cork and Kerry and elsewhere back to Donegal, and they've found that their insurance has gone up. And what we've discovered is a newly qualified driver given an outrageous quote in Donegal of €5,843. But the same driver driving the exact same car, if he was living in Kilkenny City, for example, the quote would be €1,200 cheaper. Not just for newly qualified motorists who are living in rural Donegal, who have got the full no claims bonus, never had a claim in their policy, have been driving for 20 years. If you put their details into the computer system for the insurance companies, you will find that they are being charged 20% extra here than in Kilkenny. They're being charged more here than in Cork and Tipperary and Mayo and elsewhere. And this is given the fact that in Cork, for example, has the highest level of road fatalities in the state and has some of the highest levels of personal injury claims. So there is no reason at all for this type of astronomical surcharge that's been placed on motorists just because they're from Donegal.
And this is just another revelation that is evident that the government needs to take action urgently against these insurance companies.
These insurance companies have been getting away with blue murder, in my view. They've been peddling myths about that this is all about insurance fraud. Obviously, I busted that myth in the committee a number of weeks ago. And now we're told that insurance is supposed to be based on fact and evidence. But clearly, it is not based on fact and evidence, because Donegal has the third lowest level of personal injury claims in the state. And despite that, we see our motors being absolutely fleeced. This is an industry that needs to be pulled to heel. And unfortunately, the government aren't doing it.
Meanwhile, the number of people with health insurance is nearly back to pre-recession levels. According to the Health Insurance Authority's annual report, 2.22 million people were covered last year, 45% of the population. The report also found premiums were down slightly, but the number of claims rose by 3%. Health Insurance Authority CEO Don Gallagher says that could mean premiums will go up marginally in 2019.
The claims for last year did increase slightly by about 3%, so that looks like it could well be reflected this year, but we have no solid information yet. But certainly the trend downwards, which was really predicated on the claims in 2017 and fed into premiums 2018, doesn't appear to be continuing for exactly those type of reasons.
It's anticipated that the findings of a review into the future needs of 16 licensed Greyhound stadiums, including Lifford, will be published next month. It's almost a year since the review was first initiated as part of the Irish Greyhound Board's strategic plan 2018 to 2022. The review is expected to provide an assessment of stadium infrastructure and financial sustainability, along with detailed recommendations. Chief Executive of the Irish Greyhound Board, Gerard Dolland, is hopeful a number of issues within the industry will be addressed thereafter.
Now, having done the consultation phase and done a lot of the information gathering, I think they're at the analysis phase. We have stayed completely out of it, but I would expect that they would have a final report with us probably by the end of September, early October is the timeline they're giving us at this point.
And what do you believe is the prognosis in terms of the industry? Does greyhound racing have a strong future in this country?
Yeah, I think greyhound racing, I mean, it's been around for over 90 years. It's part of the culture of Ireland. It's very strong in rural areas. There's a lot of social positive developments attached to it. So I think, yes, greyhound racing has a very strong future. But I think you might see a smaller industry, but a much stronger industry.
And hand on heart, you do believe that you as Chief Executive and the Irish Greyhound Board as an organisation is addressing the current problems and is doing what needs to be done to ensure that the things that happened in the past don't happen again?
Yeah, I think even going back, and I suppose this wasn't reflected in the programme, but a lot has been done. In 2015, microchipping became compulsory. We also introduced regulations later that year in relation to prohibited substances. We have defended a number of high court challenges to our regulatory regime. The Irish Retired Greyhound Trust was set up by ourselves. It has rehomed 1,021 greyhounds last year, which is the highest number that it has done to date. So I think the matters have been addressed, but we will see a step change in terms of activity along the lines of the measures I've outlined in terms of care homes, the levies, etc., which will really put the care of the greyhound centre stage.
There are further calls for the 50-kilometre speed limit in Moff to be extended on both approach roads to the centre of the village. Currently, the stretch from Quigley's Point into the village, which is also home to a play park, has an 80-kilometre limit. Local councillor Terry Crossan believes extending the 50-kilometre speed limit on both of the village's approach roads could save lives. He says enforcement of the speed limit is also vital.
It is incumbent on us to get this back on the agenda. There is also, I feel, a lack of enforcement by the Gardaí. You'll see loads of speed fans, but mainly away outside on the Church Street or Quigley's Point or somewhere like that. And everybody knows that they are there because cars are flashing lights at you, so you automatically slow down. Now, it would be interesting to see just how many people are detected speeding by those vans, because when I'm driving past one, all cars coming towards me are flashing to warn me that there's a speed van. I think there should have, the guards should have periodic checks very close to the entrance at each side of the village, using handheld speed detectors, and over a period of time people would soon get the message. Initial stages, I think enforcement should be introduced as a matter of urgency, and I think that if people knew that there was a chance of a speed camera very close to the play park, they would be aware that they need to reduce their speed.
Police in Malaysia searching for a missing Irish teenager are using recordings of her relatives over loudspeakers to try to make contact. 15-year-old Nora Quarren, who has special needs, disappeared on Sunday while on a family holiday. Officers haven't ruled out a possible criminal element to the case. Police Chief Mohammed Majiosub explains the idea behind the use of loudspeakers.
We have conducted voice recordings with the family members, and during the search we will play the recording to simulate her family or mother calling her.
There are fears that plans to re-tender the contract for TV licence renewal could lead to the closure of more post offices. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has called on the government to delay the tendering of the TV licence fee until significant investment is made into the post office network. That has been echoed by the Irish Postmasters Union. IPU Donegal spokesperson Fionnuala McBride says the TV renewal service lies within a much wider challenge which the government needs to do much more to address. Trish Lafferty has more.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has hit out against the re-tendering of the TV licence as part of the recently announced broadcasting bill. He fears the re-tendering for collection of the fee to a different utility could spell the end for a number of post offices in Donegal unless the promised significant investment is made into the network beforehand. He says the government has failed to expand the range of public services to be provided through the post office network as part of a major plan agreed last year. The Irish Postmasters Union claims the collection of TV licence fees is worth €3 million to the network annually. Its Donegal spokesperson Fionnuala McBride says as online transactions increase and over-the-counter transactions reduce and are not replaced, hundreds more post offices face a short-term threat of closure. She too has called on the government to publish a plan with details of additional services which can be provided by the network.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's now 5:15 and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with rallying, and after his excellent result in Finland on his return to the World Rally Championship, Craig Breen will be back in action in the Irish Tarmac Rally Championship on Saturday week with a change in machinery. The Waterford driver has confirmed he'll be in a Hyundai i20 R5 for the Ulster Rally in County Down, round 6 of the Tarmac Series. Breen and co-driver Paul Nagel lead the championship after taking 4 outright wins in a Ford Fiesta. The top scored in Galway, West Cork, the Easter Stages Rally and Killarney. A victory in Ulster could possibly clinch the championship for Breen. Moving on to soccer, and the UK transfer window was closed Arsenal have confirmed the signing of Celtic fullback Kieran Tierney, and David Luiz is set to follow from Chelsea. Inter, they have completed the €78 million signing of Romelu Lukaku from Manchester United, with the Belgian striker signing a 5-year deal at the San Siro. Tottenham are also waiting to confirm the signings of Giovanni Lecleso from Real Betis and Fulham fullback Ryan Sessegnon. And Crystal Palace say Wilfried Zaha is staying at the club despite him handing in a transfer request at Selhurst Park. Andy Carroll, he's returned to Newcastle on a 1-year deal, with the Magpies also signing Swedish defender Emil Kraft from MNs. And Watford, they have completed the signing of Senegal winger Ismail Sarr from Rennes, and Aaron Moy has joined Brighton on a season-long loan from Huddersfield. And former England goalkeeper Scott Carson is joining Manchester City on loan from Derby County, and Danny Drinkwater's undergoing a medical at Burnley ahead of a loan move from Chelsea. And Charlie Austin, he's passed a medical at West Brom and will leave Southampton for £4 million. Pounds. There's been lots more of action in the final day of the transfer window, and you'll get more news on that tomorrow. On the pitch, Wolves, Aberdeen and Rangers are all in Europa League qualifying action this evening. Wolves there in Armenia to face Punjab, that's just underway there at 5 o'clock. Rangers there away to the Danes of Midtjylland, that one starts at 7. And Aberdeen, they've travelled to Croatia for a first leg with Rijeka. Elsewhere, New Republic of Ireland women's under-17 head coach James Scott has announced his first squad for their doubleheader in Belgium next Sunday and Wednesday. Erin McLaughlin of Sea Rovers and Kerry-Ann Brown of Sion Swifts, they have been included along with seven players who receive first-time call-ups. Moving on to rugby, and Munster pair Jack Clane and Mike Healy are set to make their Irish debuts in Saturday's World Cup warm-up test with Italy. Clane's been named in the second row for the game at the Aviva, having only become eligible to play for Ireland today. Healy's the other uncapped player in the match day 23, and he's been named among the replacement. There's no room for Jonathan Sexton in the squad, with Joey Carberry starting at out half and Connacht's Jack Carty on the bench. Tommy O'Donnell, he starts in the back row, making his first international appearance since the 2016 Six Nations. Captain Rhys Ruddock is delighted to have Clane on board.
Obviously, we haven't done too much live contact, but you can see as a forward and working in the mauls and the physicality that he'll bring. So we're looking forward to seeing that this weekend. And also, like Faz said, he's really equipped himself really well and fitted into the group pretty seamlessly and quickly. So, yeah, great addition, and we're looking forward to seeing him put on the jersey and performing on the weekend.
Finally, for this evening in golf, the Northern Trust is taking place this week on the PGA Tour in New Jersey. It's the PGA Tour playoffs finishing up the FedEx Cup for the next few weeks. After a brilliant round of 62 today, Troy Merritt, he leads the way in the early stages of this event. Rory McIlroy is going really well. He's 6 under par through 15 holes, having bogeyed his first hole. On 7 under par is John Rahm. He's just 2 shots off the lead. Just behind Rahm, on the same score as McIlroy and 6 under par, are Tony Finau, Dustin Johnson and Webb Simpson. Elsewhere, Shane Lowry, the Open champion, he's 2 under par through 16 holes. Despite having a double bogey during his round, he's been recovered really well, as I say, sitting on 2 under par. Graham McDowell, he tees off in about 5 minutes' time. Elsewhere, Tiger Woods, he's struggling. He's on 3 over par through 17, and Phil Mickelson, he's 2 over through 16. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news. The HSE has confirmed around 400 women have received letters from cervical check containing incorrect information. Around 800 women whose repeat smear test results were delayed for months got a letter this week telling them their HPV status remained negative. However, half of the women should have been told their status remained positive. The HSE has apologised for any confusion or distress the mistake may have caused. The discarding of wooden pallets across Derry ahead of August 15th bonfires has led to calls on businesses to increase security measures. Efforts are being made to remove a pile of wooden pallets that have been discarded on green spaces along the Northland and Glen Road areas of Derry. It's believed that they may have been stolen from businesses, especially those in local industrial estates, being urged to increase security or store pallets more securely. Local councillor Mickey Cooper says a collective approach is needed to prevent this from happening again.
As far as we're aware, we know there are several bonfires that are being planned in different parts of the city. My own particular area around the Northland Road, in those vicinities, there's been a number of pallets that have been discarded. We're assuming they've been actually abandoned. They've been transported from one area to another for one of the bonfires in one of the other locations of the city. And it's caused, obviously, a lot of issues in terms of local residents. They've been lying abandoned on the middle of the roads in some cases. So we've arranged for the removal. That's the first thing they point out. But we're calling on local businesses within some of the industrial estates in particular, where we think some of these may have been taken from, to make sure that their sites are secure, to make sure that this stuff doesn't recur, because this could be, obviously, something that would repeat itself up until the 15th.
So what you're saying really is a collective approach is needed going forward to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Absolutely. I mean, last night I was engaging with the community safety wardens, and they've engaged with the council as well, and they will engage with the police in terms of making sure that some of the businesses in the area are visited. The businesses that would store this type of material, they make sure that none of the material is lying loose and potentially then available for some of the young people they take. In terms of the bonfires themselves, I mean, that's a much wider discussion. There's a bonfires working group within the council and continuing its work in terms of trying to get alternatives to bonfires. Our own part of the position is that we would prefer bonfires don't happen, obviously, but it's a reality that some young people are still engaged in collecting materials, so that's a wider issue.
And finally, police in Strabane have issued a stark warning over what they describe as a worrying amount of motorists and passengers not wearing seatbelts. Shauna Regan has more.
In a statement, police say that some motorists are deliberately bypassing their vehicle warning systems by plugging the seatbelt in and feeding it behind their seats, while others ignore the audible and visual warnings. They are reminding those caught failing to wear a seatbelt and consequently breaking the law will be issued tickets and 3 penalty points. Police are warning that they have no discretion when it comes to this, such as the importance of seatbelt use. Even if you are alone in the car, police warn that failing to wear a seatbelt can still impact on others. The statement concludes that a motorist's ability to help others in a collision is also greatly reduced if they have neglected to use their seatbelt, with police making a final plea to everyone to please use their seatbelt.
Weather now, it will be mostly dry today with bright or sunny spells and just the odd isolated shower. Heavy and persistent rain will become widespread early tonight and will continue through the night. Lowest temperatures of 13 or 14 degrees with fresh easterly breezes becoming southeasterly. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Letterkenny University Hospital is warning of a scam call during the rounds requesting advance payment for tests at the hospital. In a statement, the Sealta Hospital Group say they have been made aware that a number of people have received bogus phone calls from callers purporting to represent Letterkenny University Hospital. Investigations are continuing after extensive damage was caused to a vacant caravan in Bundoran last night. Gardaí say they were called to the scene of a fire outside a premises in the town that occurred at approximately 10 past 11. It's emerged that motorists in Donegal are being charged €1,200 more for insurance than anyone residing outside the county. A 24-year-old first-time driver living in Letterkenny who held a full-time Irish licence for 2 years and had no claims or penalties was quoted €5,843 for insurance, whereas had he said he was living in Kilkenny City, his insurance would have been €4,641 for the same level of cover. And there are fears that plans to re-tender the contract for TV licence renewal could lead to the closure of more post offices. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has called on the government to delay the tendering of the TV licence fee until significant investment is made into the post office network. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, August the 8th. The death has taken place of Lily Duffy, née Harkin, 24 Linkside Park, Strabane, and formerly of Craigenderry, reposing at her home tonight from 8 o'clock. Fiona leaving there on Saturday morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to the Friends of the Cancer Centre, Kerv Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Susanna Martin, née Boyle, Devlin Moore, Carrigart. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Fiona from there on Sunday morning going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for funeral mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Johnny Dugra, Glen Ira, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. House private plea from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Mary Morgan, née Ring, Morgan Shop, Portneau. Her remains are reposing at Chauvelin's funeral home today, with removal at 6:30 to St Connell's Church, Kilclooney, arriving at 7 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please. The death has taken place of Edward McFadden, 149 Creve Smith, Old Town, Letterkenny, reposing at his residence until Saturday morning. Removal from his late residence on Saturday morning at 10:25 to St Eunice Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock and interment afterwards in New Lex Cemetery in the family plot. And the death has occurred of Patsy Doherty, 2 Caleta Road, Castlederg. Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The house is private, please.